ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Saman Bonum, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Text 63. So this is the verse before the last verse. Tomorrow is the last verse of this chapter, where Srila Prabhupada had commented with his Bhaktivedanta purports. Utaya, utaya, Krishnasya, Chirasya, Padayo, Patan, Aste, Mahitvam, Prakdistam, Smitva, Smitva, Puna, Puna. The two words here has been repeated twice. Utaya, Utaya, Krishnasya, Chirasya, Padayo, Patan. Aste mahitvam pragdrispa, smitva smitva puna puna, utayotasya krishnasya, chirasya padayo patan, aste mahitvam pragdrispa, smitva smitva puna puna. Somebody else. Krishnasya. Chirasya padayo patan, dishtam mahitmam pragdishvam, smitva puna puna. Matajis. Utayo taya krishnasya, chirasya padayo patan, smitva smitva puna puna, utaya utaya krishnasya, padayo padan, word for word meaning, utaya utaya, rising repeatedly. Krishnasya, of Lord Krishna. Chirashya, for a long time. Padayo, at the lotus feet. Patan, falling down. Ashte, remained. Mahitvam, the greatness. Praktristam, which he had previously seen. Smritva, smritva, remembering and remembering. Puna, puna, again and again. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Rising and falling again and again at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna for a long time, Lord Brahma remembered over and over the Lord's greatness he had just seen. Everybody, please repeat. Rising and falling again and again at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna for a long time, Lord Brahma remembered over and over the Lord's greatness he had just seen. Purport. As stated in one prayer, Shruting apare smiting itare Bharatam anye bhajantu bhavabita Aham ihanandam vande Yasya linde param brahma. Quote, let others study the Vedas, Smriti and Mahabharata, fearing material existence. But I shall worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard is crawling the Supreme Brahman. Nanda Maharaj is so great that the Parabrahman is crawling in his yard, and therefore I shall worship him. Unquote. Pajavali 1:26. Brahma was falling down in ecstasy because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who exactly resembled a human child. Brahma was naturally astonished. Therefore, with a faltering voice, he offered prayers, understanding that here was the Supreme Person. Utayutaya Krishnasya Chirasya Padayo Patan Aste Mahitvam Pragdristam Smitva Smitva Puna Puna. So it has been revealed now to Lord Brahma the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Even though as a young boy, seemingly a simple village boy, through his opulences and his energies, he exhibited greater power than that of Lord Brahma. And therefore, Lord Brahma accepted that he's greater than me. I thought I am the greatest. I thought I am the supreme. But no, I am mistaken. And therefore, when he showed all of these different opulences and energies of the Supreme Lord to Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma just seemingly has woken up from his illusion. He understood that this boy is not an ordinary personality. Everyone is attracted to him. All of Vrindavan, all the Brajabasis, even though they don't care whether Krishna is God or is a demigod, it doesn't matter. Even if he's Narayana, no, for them he's just their most lovable young boy, village boy, that everyone is attracted to. All of their concern is only to increase their love towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the special characteristic of the Brajabasis. Most lovable object, Lord Krishna. Everyone is attracted to Lord Krishna. That Lord Brahma, he wanted to bewilder Lord Krishna, to test. And Lord Krishna knowingly, yes, he wanted to test me, but let us see how far he can go, whether he'll be able to understand me or not. And so Lord Krishna performed, right from the very beginning, mystifying acts of Lord Krishna. But ultimately, yes, Lord Brahma became mystified, became bewildered. He was not able to fully understand what's going on here. I thought I just stalled the cowherd boys and the calves. And then within a moment, they are there. And this happened for 1 year, one full year. Lord Krishna also expanded himself, the same numbers of boys and the same numbers of calves, going home every day to the particular parents of the particular cowherd boy. And the same with the calves, going back and forth, and no one is noticing it, even Lord Balaram. Even Lord Balaram, he had to cover this, put yoga maya, the energy of the Lord that sometimes is being manifest and sometimes is not being manifest, depending on the way how the Supreme Lord will perform the pastime. Unlike Mahamaya is always pervading in the material energy. The material world. It's not that sometimes you are in Maya and sometimes you're not in Maya. One devotee also told Prabhupada, sometimes I am in Maya. No, Prabhupada says, no, sometimes you are in Krishna, but you're always in Maya. Something like that. So in the material world, the conditioned souls are bewildered because of the deluding potency of the Supreme Lord. It's called Maya, or that which is not. We think reality as reality, but is not. We think the unreal to be reality. That is Mahamaya. And then there is Yoga Maya, which covers Lord Brahma when Lord Krishna showed this forearm form, Lord Vishnu form, to Lord Brahma. Because the next moment, when Lord Brahma came back and he saw, what is this? This personality is having these forearm forms. And Lord Brahma became mystified, became bewildered. He cannot believe what's going on. Next moment, he thought that he kept the cowherd boys and the calves in a cave, but then the next moment, they were there. So Lord Krishna understood, oh, well, I better lift up the curtain of Yogamaya, so he'll be able to understand my position. At that moment, he came into what you call stumbled. He became stumbled. Prabhupada used the word stumbled. Stumbled means shocked, not be able to say anything, not even able to think of anything material. The doubts that he had before, who is this boy, also is not there anymore. He just bewildered, became stunned. Stamba in Sanskrit, the English is stunned. When a person is stunned, he cannot speak, he cannot think, he cannot move. That happened to you before? Yes? Of course. When we are in a situation that we cannot believe, hey, what's going on? You cannot say anything. The situation is unbelievable. You cannot think of anything else. You cannot say a word. You cannot even move your lips. You cannot move an inch. Sometimes when we are in fear, it is like that as well. You're like, you don't know what to do. So this happened to Lord Brahma. He was stunned, and he wanted to say something, but then only later on that he was able to say something in a faltering voice. And then he started to cry profusely, like incessant tears coming from his eyes. Well, eight eyes. One face looking at Lord Krishna, the two faces looking on the side, and the other face looking at the back. But they're all crying because Lord Brahma only have one body. The emotion will be all the same, even though only one face or one head is looking at Lord Krishna directly. So he was in front of Lord Krishna, but then because of the tears, he was not able to see Lord Krishna. And then he used his, how many arms Lord Brahma has? Let's see the picture. It's hard to guess. We could be wrong. Lord Brahma, according to the picture, our dear president is correct. 4 hands, or 4 arms. So he used those 4 arms to wipe the tears from his eyes. And they, even though in the front head the tears are wiped away, he's still not be able to see Lord Krishna. Trembling. He was trembling. Faltering voice. He was stunned. He cannot see, even though Krishna is in the front. What are these symptoms? These symptoms of ecstatic love, according to Rupa Goswami's description in the Nectar of Devotion. He attained love of God. See, 5,000 years ago, many also have seen Lord Krishna face to face, but they don't have clear understanding or realization that Krishna is God. Many of them taught Krishna in different ways. It's like when he entered Mathura. Not everyone realized or see Krishna as the Supreme Lord. For Kamsa, he's death personified. For the Mustika and Chanura, the wrestlers, big, strong wrestlers, they see, just a mere young boy. We can defeat him. We can kill him. For the elephant, Kuvalyapida, how can he know? How can he understand? The elderly and the young maidens in Mathura also sees Krishna in a different way. They embrace Krishna within their heart. So not everyone can see Lord Krishna. Even the Brajabasis, they don't see Krishna as God, as the Supreme Lord. But here Lord Brahma, when he realized that he is not an ordinary person, actually he is a Supreme Brahman, Parabrahman. His ego was smashed, Lord Brahma, thinking that he is the greatest, but no. Through the energy, through the energies and this opulence of the Supreme Lord, opulences, the way he exhibits all of these things made Lord Brahma realize that, hey, I'm not dealing with an ordinary boy here. And therefore, from text 56 and on, Lord Brahma come into his real... He started to see Vrindavan. Before, he doesn't even see Vrindavan as spiritual. He doesn't see the Brajabasis as transcendental. He doesn't understand the position of Lord's parents. Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yasoda, very, very special. That's why Prabhupada quoted here, from Padyavali. Let others study the Vedas, Smriti and Mahabharata, fearing material existence, but I shall worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard is crawling the Supreme Brahman. Nanda Maharaj is so great that the Parabrahman is crawling in his yard, and therefore I shall worship him. And the verse, according to the Acharyas, is in the present tense. Because he's going, offering obeisances, getting up, rising and falling. That's the verse, right? Rising and falling again and again and again. He cannot really understand what's going on. Only after a long time that he actually, yes, now I have to offer my obeisances many, many times. And he even washed the lotus feet of Lord Krishna with his tears. I'm going to read you from the Nectar of Devotion about this different symptoms. This is the other static symptoms has been expressed, or as you will see, or you can see from a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. The bodily symptoms which are manifested by a devotee in expressing ecstatic love for Krishna are called anubhava. Okay, so just grade yourself. If you fall into one of these categories, sometimes you will feel this, sometimes it will manifest, but because we are just trying to become devotees, or for most of us, then there is what is called shadow. Some of this will manifest, but then it will go away because we're not 100% purified. Huh? I'm sure you have experienced some of this before. Dancing? You dance sometimes? Of course. Don't be like a tree during a Mangalartik, or you can sway a little bit. Rolling on the ground? Have you done that before in Ramanreti? In Gokul, Mahavan? Right? This is also Ramanreti, but very few patches of Brajaraj, mostly cemented. Singing very loudly? Of course. You've done that before, right? Stretching the body? Crying loudly? Yawning? Breathing heavily? Neglecting the presence of others? Drooling? Laughing like a madman? Wheeling the head and belching? But there is an extraordinary excess of ecstatic love, with all these bodily symptoms manifested, one feels relieved transcendentally. So sometimes those who are exhibiting some of them, whatever is described here, but they want to make a show off, they will exhibit some of them. And one time in Los Angeles, Prabhupada was there, was giving class, and then there is this one, I think a lady or a man, I cannot remember. But then that person started to roll on the ground and started to cry. And Prabhupada says, kick that person. If he complained, then it's not true, it's not real. I think it happened also here before with Harisori Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited all of this in Jagannath Puri. And only Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was expert in ascertaining what is genuine and what is not, by putting a small cotton swab, piece of cotton, near the nose trills of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, because everything stopped, even his heartbeat stopped. But when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya put this small piece of cotton starting to move, that means there's still some life air. Other ecstatic symptoms. Existential ecstatic love for Krishna. When a devotee is always intensely affected by love for Krishna in a direct relationship with him, or even a little apart from him, his status is called existential ecstatic love. The symptoms originating from such existential ecstatic love are divided into three headings, namely moist, burnt, and dried up. There are eight symptoms of existential ecstatic love. Becoming stunned, that happened to Lord Brahma. Perspiring, standing of the hairs on the body, faltering of the voice, that happened also. Trembling of the body, changing bodily colors, shedding tears, and devastation. Let's see what's becoming stunned when one is in love of God, ecstatic love of God. The symptoms of becoming stunned is caused by ecstatic tribulation, fearfulness, astonishment, lamentation, and anger. This symptom is exhibited by a stoppage of talking, a stoppage of movement, a feeling of voidness, and an extreme feeling of separation. Astonishment caused by lamentation is exemplified when Krishna was entering into the belly of the Bakasura demon, and all the demigods from higher planets became stunned with lamentation. A similar example of becoming stunned with lamentation was visible in Arjuna when he saw that Asvatthama was attempting to release his Brahmastra at Krishna. There is also an example of the astonishment of Lord Brahma. It is explained in the 10th canto, chapter 13, 51st verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, that when Brahma understood that this cowherd boy was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he became stunned. All of his sensual activities became stopped. Upon seeing all the cowherd boys again along with Krishna, Lord Brahma was so stunned that he appeared to be a golden statue with four heads. Also, when the residents of Braj found that Krishna had lifted Govardhan Hill with his left hand, they became stunned. Trembling. Because here, Lord Brahma is going up and down, offering obeisances and standing up, offering. They must be trembling. This is another example of trembling. Of the body was also exhibited by Radharani out of tribulation. Radharani trembled as she told one of the gopis, "Don't joke with this disappointing boy. Please ask him not to approach me, because he is always the cause of all grief for us." Tears. Out of jubilation, anger, or separation, there may be the pouring down of tears from the eyes. So Lord Brahma was shedding tears, and these tears says that the tears of joy. There are two kinds of tears. There are tears of disappointment or anger, and there's tears of joy. Both eyes will be red, but the tears of joy is cold. And the tears of anger, like when you're angry, you know, your tears are also coming out. But then the tears is hot. Did you ever have that experience of tears of joy? Sometimes. Sometimes. When you see your Guru Maharaj, when you see your old friend, devotee, haven't seen him for many, many years, when the devotees who are from different parts of the world, they would come visit Vrindavan, and it's about time for them to leave, they would also shed some tears. Tears of joy and at the same time, tears of separation. Prabhupada was once asked, "Is it okay to cry in front of the deities?" Because he says there are few things that you should not do in front of the deities, like taking prasad or fighting or even crying. But this kind of cry is different. Prabhupada says that's okay. When you're with the devotees, no problem. They will understand. But when there are others who are not really practicing bhakti, if you cry, they say, "Oh, look at this person, emotional, sentimental." For the devotees, they can understand that when you cry, if you cry leaving away, going to your place of residence. That means you're feeling some love separation is there. There is also a time when before reaching Vrindavan, you will cry. Say, oh, what kind of bias credit that I accrued? I don't think anything. I'm so sinful. I'm full of material desires, but somehow Krishna is giving me an opportunity to come to Vrindavan. Sometimes you will cry also before reaching Vrindavan. Or you will cry while you are in Vrindavan. So those cries are tears of joy or tears of separation. And Lord Brahma is in bliss. Therefore, his tears are flowing. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain when he feels separation from the Supreme Lord. And he considered to be a moment to be like 12 years or more. That feeling of separation. And this is the mood of the gopis. A moment to be like 12 years or more. Okay, so yes, this is in the present tense. Rising and falling again and again at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. For a long time. A long time. And then what follows, the next chapter, will be the prayers, the offering of prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should learn to pray to the Supreme Lord, outpour our heart, reveal. Even though, of course, Krishna knows what's in our hearts. But it is also good to reveal what's in your heart to the Supreme Lord. And in the beginning, though, it's better to repeat the prayers of the saintly personalities or the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord. We may not have that feelings, but eventually it'll come to that point that we will have those feelings as that of the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord. That's why we chant the songs or the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, and all the great acharyas. It is impossible to really write a song, copying their songs, if you don't have that feelings. I mean, it's okay, but Prabhupada says, better just repeat the prayers of the previous acharyas, saintly personalities, because they are purifying. And he even says that Narottam Das Thakur's songs are none different than the Vedas. The import, the meaning. So, when we make advancement, then yes, you can compose your own poems or songs or prayers, like the outpouring of your heart to express your love towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srimad Bhagavatam is full of prayers, practically. And then when we hear the prayers of Lord Brahma, we can understand that that is why he is our head of Sampradaya. He is pure enough to be the head of our Sampradaya. Okay, we stop here. Is there any points or any questions? Yes.
When we touch fire and burn ourselves, we learn not to touch fire again. You know, we have that much sense.
Yes.
So when we experience so much suffering in this world, even burned with hellish, you know, existence, how is it that we forget that so quickly and so easily and fall back again into the illusions of mind?
We should be determined to purify ourselves. We should really be thinking 2 or 3 times whether this is going to help me make advancement or not. And due to lust only, that's why we repeatedly committing the same mistakes again and again and again. So we have to learn how to be detached, and by constant practice of chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This question was asked by Arjuna to Lord Krishna. What is it, you know, after understanding that I'm going to suffer, that, you know, as if I cannot control. It's possible. Through constant practice and being detached. Being detached means you should be attached to Lord Krishna. And therefore, because others are not so determined, then Maya can capture them, can entice them, and they fall back again into repeated birth and death. And then we have forgot again. It's like that. Always forgetful. That's why we should focus on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord or His pure devotees. I was just reading yesterday that it is not only that the Supreme Lord in the Paramatma feature, which is the localized aspect of the Supreme Lord, who is all-pervading, the spiritual master is also all-pervading. Prabhupada is present here. You go to Delhi, Prabhupada is there also. You go to Amritsar, Prabhupada is there. Prabhupada is everywhere. So we should hang on to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and somehow hope against hope that all of these material desires will be washed away. We should pray to the Supreme Lord to pulverize all of these material desires that's within our hearts. That's why prayers are very powerful. We should pray, especially to, again, I'm going to give you a secret, to Lord Balaram. Balaram, he has a club. He will smash our demoniac mentalities. By the mercy of Balaram, by the strength, spiritual strength, we should pray to Lord Balaram for spiritual strength. It is possible, but it is difficult to get rid of this ahankar or false ego. This is false ego only. Lord Brahma was in the also momentarily in the false ego platform here. But then, within a moment, immediately he understood, hey, I am not the greatest. And if Lord Brahma can fall into that situation, who are we not to fall in that situation? Forgetfulness. But we're so fortunate somehow. Yes. There's so many people who are suffering in this world. I have a friend in Delhi, and he's suffering so much. So I invite him to come to Vrindavan to at least get some advancement. And he says, is it okay if I stay in a hotel or something? No, you'll defeat the purpose. You can come stay with me in the ashram. You can get up in the morning. If you come here, you snooze, you lose. No. And then he said, okay, thank you, Maharaj. I will come and I'll stay in the ashram. So this, he has some determination. We have to be determined to go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Hope against hope. It is possible, but it is not so easy. It is difficult. But with the association of Vaishnavas, it becomes easy. It becomes easy. Okay? Anything else? Oh, 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 wait. Just wait for Bhakta Mike.
Pranam Maharaj, you said that we are more into Maya and less into Krishna.
Was that again? We are?
You said we are more into Maya and less into Krishna.
Yeah. Prabhupada, so, he was, one devotee says, sometimes, was that? I think of Krishna, something, anyway. Okay, go ahead.
So I just wanted to know, being in Krishna consciousness, practicing
sadhana, bhakti, yes.
Chanting, and being with devotees. So, as you said, all the external symptoms, I just wanted to know, a basic, simple, internal symptoms, where I myself would come to know that I'm more into Krishna and less into Maya.
Well, one of the symptoms is that you are here. That's a very good sign. Otherwise, how can you sit there for 1 hour listening to what we are discussing here? This is taste, a little taste. But you have to be constantly. This is what you call ruchi. Ruchi means you start to have really taste. Taste for the Supreme Absolute Truth. And right now, we're like tasting on the tip of our tongue. We're not really relishing it. But once we become constantly doing it again and again and again, you'll relish coming for Mangalartik. Some, they're finding it difficult to get up for Mangalartik. And one of the symptoms also is that when you take shelter unto the lotus feet of spiritual master, then you are really becoming serious now. And following his instructions as your life and soul. Yeah. Okay? You also will have the taste when you avoid the non-devotees. The taste will start. If you're still hankering for your association from the past, thinking, oh, they look very happy, oh, I think I'm missing that. No, then taste is not really there. You should be distasteful from the material activities. Then taste for spiritual life or activities is emerging. Okay? Anything else? Karbajanji, give him the last question. Yes.
Sometimes tears come from the heart also.
Yes.
So that tears, we cannot see those tears from the heart.
Oh, it's like painful? Yeah. Well, usually what's going on in the heart will also be expressed externally. Sometimes a person who's in pain in heart you can see the face. They may not have tears, but you can see in the face sad or morose or in pain. You cannot paint that picture, the face of that person. And that is mostly the pain of the devotees, but being separation, Prabhupada says, the reason why you're still alive is that you're not really feeling the pain of separation. Because if you're feeling the pain of separation, you'll be dead by now. Usually our pain in the heart is that, oh, my material desires did not happen. It's not fulfilled. So there's pain in there. Oh no, I wish this happened so that I will enjoy. So sometimes you may cry, sometimes you may not cry. And then you will express that anger to others. You become offensive. It's better to open it up with someone whom you feel confident enough, whom you feel you can trust. Open your heart. And usually, you should open your heart to the spiritual master, if that happens. Because he's the most trusted person for you, supposed to be. Don't open your heart to everyone. Don't open your heart to your newly acquired friend. Even to long friend. But what is his conduct? How does he live his life? You have to be careful. Otherwise, negative reactions may happen. Instead of helping you, you'll be more miserable. Okay? Open your heart to Lord Krishna, to Lord Balaram. They will be able to help you for sure. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.